60 years ago, April 12, 1955, the Salk polio vaccine was declared safe and effective.
1955, a year of anxiety and triumph. A major medical hurdle was crossed with the discovery by Dr. Jonas Salk of the anti-polio vaccine, which was to spread a mantle of protection over millions of American children.
Well, this all came at a time when polio infected tens of thousands of kids every year in the U.S. The virus killed some of those children. It left many others paralyzed, and polio is still having an impact. Kathy Parrish was diagnosed with polio in 1950. She was just 3 years old. Eventually, she recovered from the effects of the disease, and she was able to lead a normal life. But now, decades later, Kathy Parrish struggles with a form of the disease called post-polio syndrome.
For everyone that's ever had polio, it has killed a great deal of neurons that control your muscles. So when we age with polio, many years after having it, those neurons are worn out. So we start having what is called post-polio syndrome, or the late effects of polio, where you're just tired.
Kathy Parrish told Ross Reynolds she has difficulty breathing now, and she suffers from muscle weakness and aches.
I had a pretty active life. I'm married and have two kids, and I used to hike and do a lot of physical activity that I cannot do anymore. I have to pace myself now. And it's also a psychological change, because when you're a little kid that's had polio, you're being pushed all the time. Keep pushing, keep walking, keep doing things, don't let yourself get, you know, lazy. But then when you have the late effects of polio, maybe 30 years later, you're told to slow down. Turn your whole psychological attitude about life around. And it's very difficult.
A lot of people don't know what polio is like, what it's like to have polio. I want to talk a little bit about being in an iron lung, because we've seen some of the pictures of kids in iron lungs.
Yeah.
But what is an iron lung?
It's a very long tube, extremely large for a three-year-old child to be in. Your little head comes out of a hole in the end, and then your body is on a table bed kind of situation, and this iron encapsulates you, and it has a vacuum effect that causes your lungs to contract and expand so that it makes you breathe, because I was paralyzed from the neck down. Could not breathe on my own. There were no respirators in those days.
How scary was it to have polio when you were a kid?
Well, I was only three, so I don't remember it too much. I remember my mom crying and that being frightening to me. But there were like 40,000 kids that came down with polio the year I got it. Now, if you think about what it would be like today if in the United States 40,000 children came down with a potentially lethal disease, it would be big news. I mean, look at what happened with the measles outbreak recently. It was not very many children, but it was a big deal. So polio was a huge deal in this country.
What kind of an impact did this have on your family?
Well, I was an only child at the time. It was before my brother was born. So my parents were extremely devoted. They came to see me all the time. There were children who had polio that didn't live in cities where there were children's hospitals, who were cut off from their families. And I belong to a polio support group now that we've heard stories of people who, you know, just felt totally abandoned and separated from their families. I didn't have that experience. My parents had to refinance their house. We had a little tiny house in Ballard. And once they'd done that and used up that money paying for my medical bills, my dad, somebody at his work suggested to him, go to March of Dimes. So he did, and he never saw another medical bill. I remember them being very supportive, very positive. And I think that most families had to choose which way to go. Were they going to feel bad about this, or were they going to do everything they could to make their child's life be as normal as possible? And that's what my folks did.
That was Kathy Parrish, a polio survivor and a sufferer of post-polio syndrome. She spoke with Ross Reynolds.